I know that you have what it takes to not just take responsibility for your own education journey, but to genuinely thrive and flourish from following through on your promises to yourself. You are more than capable, and more than that, you are worthy of taking those steps and making your goals a reality.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Have you ever gotten in your own way? You sign up for a program to learn a new skill or gain new insight or harness new strategies, or maybe you commit to a more active and healthy lifestyle and you're so jazzed and excited to dive into this promising endeavor. You're envisioning these after photos and then life happens. Your babies need you. A pandemic hits. Deadlines come crashing down all at once. The house is a mess. Your hair hasn't been shampooed in 5 days and your days are full and fast moving. By the end of them, you'd rather click on your favorite bingeable Netflix show than do anything that requires brain power because, let's be honest, your brain is pretty mushy by the end of most days. I've been there. I am there, and I'm guessing you have too. That program or the commitment to healthier habits or the promise to yourself to read for 30 minutes a day or spend 10 minutes meditating. We often start these new ventures with the most hopeful of intentions and some beginner's momentum. But how do we get that momentum to stick around when there are so many distractions fighting to pull us away? I was shocked when I was doing some research on follow-through and found that most organizations, they have a 70% failure rate on new projects. At the very least, that means that we're not alone in our lack of follow-through as humans, but if organizations with teams of experts and project managers and sophisticated communications fail at such a high rate, are we just pretty much screwed and doomed and set up to fail at 70% of our own personal goals and projects? The answer for me is no, not if I have anything to say about it. See, the reason that organizations fail is because they have unorganized project management systems, or they don't actually make plans for implementing. Sure, they might have fancy technology and systems, but if there's no accountability or if there's an unrealistic approach or an unclear plan of attack, then it's just their consumption and not actual implementation. Obviously, then they're at a disadvantage from the start. Now, the same thing goes for us. As an educator, a big piece of my job isn't just to get students to sign up for my programs. That's only step one, really. The next and more important piece is that I want my students to take action, digest, and implement the materials and experience big wins and results. While all of this is the core of our focus, I also understand human nature. I know what it's like to want more, but not really know how to follow through to experience the beauty that more can produce. I also know what it's like to live a fast and a furious life, to have kiddos to play with, and to have life sideline your growth goals. And as entrepreneurs especially, we can be stretched so thin on a day-to-day basis that it's difficult to imagine adding just one more thing to the plate. However, I firmly believe that self-education is what can move us forward in our business more than anything else. A new skill that simplifies your day-to-day tasks or saves you time in the long run or brings in more clients with less effort is a tangible way to improve your business processes. There are so many tools and resources and courses and masterminds, both paid and unpaid, nowadays that can teach you loads of new skills. If you're listening to this, odds are that you already know that and you've either invested in some sort of online education or you're considering making the leap. Either way, I want to help you not just dive into a program with hopeful intentions, but to complete the materials and implement the information with purpose and with a plan so that you can begin refining and implementing and reaping the rewards that comes with investing in your own education. I love the Bryant McGill quote that says, Quit saying that you don't have time. You have time for what you make time for in life. So while we live out our full lives, remember the power that you do have in your everyday choices and where you choose to prioritize your time and your energy. So much of self-education is taking responsibility for the journey and realizing that the ball is in your court. You have control, even if you may not always feel as though you have a ton of wiggle room or bandwidth. And so today, I want to show you the three simplest ways to tap into that control and take responsibility for your own education journey. Because I'm on a one-woman mission to keep us from never saying, quote, I don't have time ever again, especially when it comes to living out our goals. Are you ready? Let's do this. Thanks to LinkedIn for supporting Gold Digger. Small businesses have unique needs, and despite the current uncertainty, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. For $50 off your first job post, visit linkedin.com/golddigger. Ready to start or grow your email list with a female-founded email service provider doing email marketing right? Start a free 30-day trial plus get 50% off your monthly subscription at jennakutcher.com/flowdesk. That's jennakutcher.com/FLODESK. Okay, the first step in taking responsibility for your education journey actually starts before you even invest into anything. You first want to research the programs and, more importantly, the educators out there who are doing the things that you want to do. These days, there are so many fancy catchphrases and buzzwords, and there's great marketing and beautiful eye-catching graphics, but that can be a lot of smoke and mirrors. Just because you see someone promising wow-worthy results in a Facebook ad does not mean that their course or their program backs up all the jazz that they're hooting and hollering about. Hit pause before you hit purchase to do a little digging. It is up to you to look for people who are further in the journey and who you trust to lead you through the education or learning process. How can you vet and sincerely understand whether they really get it? And by it, I mean where you're at in your business path and where you actually want to go. What content have they already put out there that you can consume to make sure that your learning style aligns with their teaching style? Doing the research upfront to make sure that you like their style will make an enormous impact on your ability to follow through. If you don't like the way that they lead or teach or deliver the content, you'll likely never finish the materials inside their actual paid program. Find someone who motivates you to show up and follow through and someone who helps guide the implementation process. This is so important when it comes to investing in your education because you want to make sure that what they are teaching is where you actually want to go. Does their lifestyle resonate with you? Are their marketing efforts aligned with the way you like to market? It's really important to do that piece of research and to not fall prey to any get-rich-quick schemes or grow your following overnight plans because let's be honest, we all know that everything is going to take a lot of work. For me, I remember making one of my first investments. It was in Amy Porterfield's program, and I had been an avid listener to her podcast for months before I made that purchase. I ingested every ounce of free content that she had. I implemented that free education that she offered, knowing that I could get results like she had gotten. And that gave me the leap of confidence to make that first investment. So make sure that the educators that you are purchasing from are walking the walk and talking the talk, and that you are gaining insight, knowledge, and value from the way that they are talking the talk. If that makes sense, then you are well on your way. So the first step in understanding how to get value out of your educational investments is doing the research. Number two, the next thing to be aware of is getting honest with what kind of educational program you actually need to invest in order to make legitimate progress in your business. Choose wisely what will move the needle forward the most. Like, what do you actually need to learn in order to get results and move your business forward? Don't just look for the shiny wins that can't translate into real tangible results. A lot of people, they tend to invest big money in the visuals, the graphics, and pretty things like a professional logo and a custom website design, especially at the beginning of starting a business. But will those things actually help you to progress as a business owner in the ways that matter? Now, I sure hope so, but you can't always be totally sure. It's one thing to focus on looking like a business, and it's another thing to actually be in business, meaning you are selling something and people are buying it. The pretty things like branding and a flawless social media feed are more nice to haves than they are forward moving tools to advance your business. The difference between looking like a business versus being an actual business is vital to understand. So your education purchases need to be guided not by what you think you need, but by what your business actually needs to either save you more time, make more profits, or streamline certain areas like lead generation or client communications. And spoiler, if you make wise education investments from the very beginning, you should be reaping the financial rewards that will fund further learning. Can you see how that works? Rather than just looking for the shiny stuff, I want for you to ask yourself, what is a skill that can compound my learning to get more results and therefore make more sales or help me earn back that initial investment? When we look for programs that achieve this first, it is so much more powerful because these kinds of skills can benefit your business for years to come. And when you think about the cost of a program, it's way less overwhelming to look at the price point because you understand that it can tangibly be tied to profits that will multiply over time if you continue to refine, hone, and use that exact skill. You can view it as this investment that will come back to you rather than just a purchase that's just dollars out the door. I remember one of my first investments was into advertising, and I only advertised for my first year in business because it was what I needed to get my name out there, to show that I was a photographer, and to book clients. And I remember making that first investment. It freaked me out so much. It was almost equal to my mortgage every single month. But I remember I did the math quickly and I said, if I could book just 2 weddings off of advertising over the next year, it will be worth it. And I remember within 24 to 48 hours, I booked my first wedding that took care of half of that advertising expense. The same thing goes for education. When you look at a skill that you can learn and implement into your own life and your business, and you can equate that skill to actual tangible profit-driven results, it's really easy to legitimize a purchase. For me now, I can look at different purchases that I make and say, okay, how many courses would I need to sell to make back that investment? Or if learning SEO can get me X amount more traffic, then that can equate to X amount more dollars in the bank. And it makes these investments way less risky or scary. And it allows me to understand that my learnings will not just be earned back once, but that they'll be earned over and over and over again as I continue to use that skill that I've learned. It's a really cool way to look at investing and make it not as scary or feel as heavy. If you're ready to start and grow your email list, or your list is already growing and you're fed up with your current provider, you need Flowdesk. Use my link to get half off of your subscription. That's $19 a month for life at jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk. The female founders, Martha and Rebecca, saw all the issues in the email world and decided to do something about it. The result is Flowdesk, an easy to use, intuitive, and beautiful solution to email marketing. I've heard it all before when it comes to starting and growing an email list. No time to learn graphic design. What do you even say to your list? How do I get opt-ins on my site so people even want to join in the first place? I don't have a website, let alone a list. You don't need to learn how to be a copywriter and graphic designer and website developer to start and grow your email list. Flowdesk includes beautifully designed templates, many with pre-written copy that you can use and adapt for your brand's voice. You can create forms and pop-ups for opt-ins, even if you don't have a website yet, plus behind-the-scenes insights to track your progress and your email success. You'll have unlimited everything. There's no subscription tier. It's all yours from day one so that you can learn, grow, implement, and market to your list for just $19 a month. No limits, no locked templates, all of the features you need to grow and serve your email list. Your monthly subscription is $19 a month if you sign up at jennakutcher.com/flowdesk. That's jennakutcher.com/FLODESK.
Small businesses have unique needs, and small businesses that operate almost entirely online are even more niche and specific in our needs when it comes to hiring. Despite the current uncertainty, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. When your business is ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. LinkedIn is an active community of professionals with over 690 million members worldwide. They screen candidates with the hard and soft skills that you're looking for and place your job post in front of qualified members every single day so that it's seen by people looking for jobs like yours. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. Literally all of my recent hires, from my podcast manager to my integrator, were people that I met thanks to LinkedIn Jobs. These team members are now essential to my business operations, and their unique mix of skills and experience were perfectly showcased on LinkedIn so that I could hire the right person fast. Seriously, I've never taken more than 5 days to make a hiring decision with LinkedIn Jobs. When your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. Get the first $50 off when you visit linkedin.com/golddigger. Again, that's linkedin.com/golddigger to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Now, the final piece of the puzzle in taking responsibility for your education is arguably the most important part, especially for those of us who have already done steps 1 and 2 and have invested in a program that you may have forgotten about or you've lost track of in your inbox. Let's talk about accountability. Hopefully, if you have taken a course or you kind of forgot to ever log in, hopefully it's not too late to dive back in and prove to yourself that you did, in fact, make a worthy investment. I mean, maybe this episode is enough to encourage you to dive back into something that you purchased but never followed through on. Now, in a perfect world, you could sign up for a course with your business BFF and work through it together, keeping one another on track as you learn and implement the components, kind of like a book club, but with more learning and more results. And hey, if you have someone in mind who's game, by all means, this is a fabulous idea to actually follow through and get the results that you want and you need. It's sort of like exercise, right? It is so much more motivating to get yourself to the gym when you know that you have an accountability buddy waiting there for you to show up and get sweaty with together. But for so many of us, we're in different stages of our business journeys, and we end up in investing in the program that's right for us right now in the current season. And then we're left to tackle the goods solo. It's honestly a component of online education, which is very independent in its nature. And that can be a really great thing because it means that you can go at your own pace and you can tune in whenever you're able to and you can implement as you learn. But it can also be a detrimental thing because, again, you can go at your own pace. And oftentimes, our own pace becomes a standstill as life and autopilot take over. So, how can you actually hold yourself accountable, take action, and get the work done? It's a great question. And I love talking about this because it's something that I've also had to hone through the years and become better at, both as an educator and as a student. Now, let's be real. No one's born great at following through. Humans are easily distracted, and women especially, we often wear so many hats. We're moms and wives and business owners and friends and educators and partners and bosses and leaders. And that's just a few of mine. And I'm certain that you have just as many hats that you're wearing. And as we switch from role to role throughout our days, it's easy for our once clear goals to get lost in the promise of, oh, I'll get back to it tomorrow or the next day or next week or next month or when life slows down. I don't know about you, but life has never actually slowed down for me. But if you can find a way to stay connected to the hope that you felt when you chose to invest in a program and learn something new that can skyrocket your business, that is where the magic happens. Ask yourself, how can you prioritize learning and what can you take off of your plate in order to dig in and implement the materials? Like I said at the top of this episode, we all know that we make time for our priorities. But when we have a lot of priorities, it can be challenging not to place one or two or three on the back burner. So sometimes making room for a new priority means letting go of an old one, or at least handing it off to someone else for a limited time. Now, I'm not a believer in work-life balance. I don't think it exists. I more so believe in integration, and learning needs to be integrated into our lives in order to move us forward. Here are some questions I want for you to consider. How can you truly integrate learning into your life? What might you have to give up? What is it going to look like? How much time can you devote? How much bandwidth do you have?
What does the implementation of this look like, and how can it integrate into your life, and how much capacity do you actually have? Now, let me be clear. Time and capacity are not the same things. If you have an insanely full schedule, I'm not telling you you have to wake up 3 hours earlier every day to make time for learning. No, that'll likely leave you drained and burnt out after just a week or two. Creating capacity looks like outsourcing, asking for help, letting other things fall, and realizing what you don't need to do today or this week. What is it that can wait and what cannot wait? Another thing you can explore is a time management technique called net time, which stands for no extra time, where you don't have to add anything more to your plate, but merely integrate learning into the windows of time where you can. Now, if you're an achiever like me, you will probably love this concept. It has been one of the only ways that has allowed me to continue learning even through the busy season. Net time does not mean packing your days filled to the gills with action and activity. You can totally fit in a long, rejuvenating walk or a bubble bath, but maybe during that walk or bath or bike ride or whatever you're doing, you're listening to a module from a course. Or maybe while you're sitting in traffic or exercising or grocery shopping or making dinner, you're learning at the same time. It's this amazing idea of integrating productivity and learning with your regular life tasks and making sure that each minute of your day is being used thoughtfully without having to add in extra time in order to learn what you want to learn. What can you realistically commit to in terms of learning, follow through, and implementation? And what standards are you going to set to make the most of your time? Can you set timelines for yourself? Can you make yourself a calendar to work through the materials? Can you break down what's inside of the program and put the different lessons into your actual planner? And then beyond creating the space and time to learn the materials, how will you measure the result and how will it compound for you down the road? Most programs share an overt promise that you can experience if you apply the knowledge and commit to learning the materials. I suggest writing down your own goal for a result based on the promise of the program before even digging into the materials, like I'm going to 5X my lead generation in 3 months, or I'm going to grow my YouTube subscribers by 1K in 30 days. When you create your own goal associated with the program's promise, it lights a little fire underneath you to actually get to work and to start acting on what you're learning. That's how you can make actual sound financial decisions when it comes to education too, by attaching the paid program with a tangible result that you personally are committed to and actively working towards. All right, my education-loving friends, how are we feeling? Are we overwhelmed? Are we relieved? Are we excited? Are we amped up and ready to create your plan to kick butt and take names and experience massive results that online education can bring you? Or maybe you're feeling a little bit of all of the above. I know what it feels like. And that thing that I think that makes online education a bit of a challenge is that you don't just have to buy the program and then all of a sudden your problems are solved lickety-split. Though, how nice would that be? I mean, can magic results creating online courses become a thing in 2021? Because we all need it. But truly, it can be a lot to realize the weight of responsibility of taking your education into your own hands, but it can also be this wildly freeing and empowering moment to begin curating your own personalized plan that allows you to take action and reap major results. That is power. That's the magic, truly. And I know that you have what it takes to not just take responsibility for your own education journey, but to genuinely thrive and flourish from following through on your promises to yourself. You are more than capable. And more than that, you are worthy of taking those steps and making your goals a reality. I cannot wait to see what you learn and to watch you take those learnings and implement them into your own life and business. You got this. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.